Well, love him or hate him, investment experts say Donald Trump is helping to supercharge Australians' wealth. The total pool of Australian superannuation has now hit $3 trillion, and last year it produced the best returns on average since 2013, attributed in part to Trump and his policies. It coincides with quite a significant milestone for the local share market too. Let's get some analysis and tap into our business reporter David Taylor's brain. David, the signing of the first phase of a US-China trade deal is the big financial markets event of today. Donald Trump was beating his chest about it. Is it a win for the president?
Well, Linda, the president is certainly acting like it is, but critics say the deal does next to nothing of substance for workers and businesses. Now, the centrepiece of the deal is a pledge by China to purchase at least an additional $200 billion of US farm products over 2 years. Now, China will also buy $50 billion more of energy supplies, and that is worrying local economists because that could include more LNG exports, which Australia will rely on in coming years.
The whole trade war was sparked by a US investigation into China's intellectual property and technology transfer regime. Does this deal go some way to shifting the balance of power on those issues?
Linda, analysts say that as China moves closer to the technology frontier, if you like, and becomes a bigger producer of IP, it will naturally want to have a stricter IP regime. But they say that if this agreement does lead to stricter enforcement of IP, then IP-heavy businesses in China will gain, and businesses and consumers that use IP in China will lose. So that's the state of play.
And how key were these events in Washington to our market reaching all-time highs today?
They played a big part. In fact, it's been a record rise for the share market, and it just keeps going. And of course, it was very quick out of the blocks when it got the news and kept rising throughout the session. It all helps super balances, of course, Linda, and retirement lifestyles of working Australians. This is the sort of stuff that dreams are made of for some people. David Warner owns a self-managed super fund, and its recent success means he's able to afford a very comfortable retirement.
It certainly allows you to sleep a little bit better at night time knowing that your shares are properly selected.
Most Australians spend their retirement drawing down their savings, but David Warner's super balance is actually rising.
My super fund started off at a certain balance. I lived according to my budget for 12 months, and I ended up with more of my super fund at the end of the 12 months than I had at the beginning. That if I could live like that every year, I would be a very happy person.
David Warner's one of many Australians who are sharing in a new superannuation bonanza. Martin Fay is the CEO of the Association of Superannuation Funds of Australia.
So in physical terms, if you stacked $100 bills on pallets, it would fill three ANZ stadium size volumes. And that's an incredible amount of money, even by international standards.
Australia now has $3 trillion in super, and last year saw an average return for working Australians of 15.2%, the best result since 2013.
Now, that's an extraordinary number, driven in part by stronger equity prices. But when we compare it to term deposits and the anemic levels of return we have there, it really does speak to the strength of Australia's superannuation system.
Dr. Fay says Australia's financial markets are relatively small, so in an effort to stretch returns, local fund managers are investing more of your super in international markets, including the US.
There's no doubt that strong US equities over the last 12 to 15 months has helped strengthen the returns.
The chief strategist at the New York-based investment firm Silvercrest Asset Management, Patrick Chovanec, says love him or loathe him, Donald Trump's economic policies have contributed to the boom times.
No, there have been. There's been a big corporate tax cut. There's been a big deregulation push that initially led to a rebound in investment. Going into 2017, and it has certainly helped the share market.
ASFA's Martin Fay agrees it's contributed to the share market and superannuation bonanza.
Trump is part of the equity growth story in terms of international equities.
AMP is one of Australia's biggest managers of superannuation. Its head of investment strategy, Shane Oliver, also points out that Donald Trump's trade war, which led to lower interest rates here at home, has also driven markets and super funds higher.
Investors are quite happy because they say, well, I'm only getting 1% or zero or whatever it is in my bank account, I might as well have that money in the share market. So that, of course, pushed share markets up all around the world.
Russell Lees is the Vice President of the Australian Investors Association. He's told PM his members are so convinced of Trump's positive influence on their super, they're hoping he'll be re-elected later this year.
Oh, absolutely. I think there's a big correlation there. And with the election coming up, I think there's some expectation that they hope that Trump is re-elected and the good performance in the share market continues.
While the benefits of a growing super balance are pretty straightforward for retirees, ASFA's Martin Fay points out that the potential benefits to millennials could be even greater. That's due to what's known as compounding, or put more simply, the more super you have to begin with, the easier it is to grow.
So as you put money in your mid-20s, early 30s, you get a longer period of time. And that means that your ability to deliver a dignified retirement outcome.
As always, though, there are warnings about the investment outlook. AMP's Shan Oliver isn't convinced either the Australian or the US economies will continue to grow this year, which he says will only drag on financial market returns.
If we don't see that pickup and a flow on to Australia, then obviously that will adversely affect company profits and be a negative for the share market. There's a couple of other risks. If the trade war, which is now in abeyance between the US and China, suddenly starts up again, that would be bad news for share markets and share market investors.
Patrick Shevanek says despite today's deal, trade tensions with the US and China remain the biggest threat to the global economy and markets.
It doesn't solve the underlying causes that prompted the U.S. to impose tariffs in the first place. And most of the tariffs will actually remain in place.
In order to reap the biggest rewards, analysts say people need to actively manage their super. The more aggressive investment strategies are doing better than default options.
David Taylor with that report.